patience for yourself.
Welcome to Streams in the Desert Live, an interactive prophetic talk show with pastor, evangelist, and prophetic teacher, Dana Bohansky, senior pastor of Streams in the Desert Ministries and House Church, where we look at the headlines of our daily news in light of Bible prophecy and give you, the listener, an opportunity to call in to ask questions and share information regarding the signs of the times. This ministry is dedicated to the preaching and teaching of the unadulterated word of the one and only true and living God under the power and anointing of God's Holy Ghost. Streams in the Desert Live is an expansion of Streams in the Desert Ministries. Now, here's your host, Pastor Dana.
Read the book of Revelations for yourself.
Tribulation.
I don't want to be here.
Tribulation. Shalom and blessings in the name of the Lord Jesus. This is Pastor Dana, and I once again would like to thank you for joining me today, June 8th, 2022, for the Streams in the Desert Live Internet Radio broadcast, coming to you from the beautiful Streams in the Desert Live home studio via StarWorldWideNetworks.com, where we look at the headlines of our daily news in light of Bible prophecy. Today's topic title is Pride Goeth Before Destruction. But before we get started, let us pray. Father God, we humbly come before your throne and bow down spiritually speaking. Lord God, we thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you've yet to do. We thank you for the power, working, and anointing of your Holy Spirit that will permeate the words that go out through this airwave today, for they are the words that you have called up forth today for this hour, Lord God, here at 11:59 in split seconds, just before the imminent return of your one and only begotten Son, who is none other than the Lord and only Savior of all mankind, and whose name is Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, thank you for taking my place upon the cross of Calvary, and Holy Spirit, have your way in this day. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray, amen and amen. Well, folks, greetings to you all once again from wherever you are in the world as you join me, your host, Pastor Dana, today for another compelling episode of Streams in the Desert Live Internet Radio broadcast. As we open the show for today, at this halfway point in our current year, I would at this time like to once again remind all that the mandate from the Lord God for the year 2022 is that the year 2022 is the year of the beginning of chaos. Speaking of chaos, today we will be taking a brief look at some of the chaos that is now taking place both inside and outside of the so-called churches of today. As we begin this leg of the journey, we open with a timely piece written by one of my favorite writers, who is none other than, yes, you got it, Mr. Michael Snyder, author of the economiccollapseblog.com. This piece is dated June 6, 2022, and titled, Four Really Big Names Are Warning That Major Economic Disaster Is Ahead. Of which Mr. Snyder begins by asking, I hope you are enjoying these beautiful summer weekends while you still can, because it appears that very troubled times are dead ahead. Simultaneously, inflation continues to spiral out of control, even as economic activity in the U.S. dramatically slows down. Many have compared what we are currently experiencing to the stagflation of the 1970s. But the truth is, he says, that what we are facing will eventually be so much worse than anything that we went through back then. A meltdown of historic proportions is here. And as you will see below, some of the biggest names in the entire country are talking about it. On Monday, the average price of a gallon of gasoline in the United States set another all-time record high. The gas price spike keeps getting worse. The national average jumped from $4.87 a gallon on Monday, according to AAA. That's up 25 cents in the past week and 59 cents in the past month. There are now 10 states where the average price of gasoline is $5 a gallon or higher, with the latest being Michigan and Indiana. Washington, D.C. is also above $5, according to CNN. A 25-cent increase in 1 week is just insane, says Mr. Snyder, who then goes on to say, if we continue on this trajectory, the price of gasoline would go up about a dollar a month. He says, I can't imagine that that will be the case, but stranger things have happened. He then adds, overall, the average price of a gallon of gasoline in the United States has now more than doubled since Joe Biden entered the White House. Mr. Snyder then asks, how high will it be a year from now? Just before reminiscing, when he states, for a long time, I warned my readers that the price of gasoline would eventually hit $10 a gallon. But now we have learned that it is already almost there at one gas station in California. Meantime, he says, U.S. economic activity is really slowing down, and we are being warned to brace ourselves for the worst. In fact, says Mr. Snyder, at this point, some of the most prominent people in the entire country are starting to sound like they could be writing for the Economic Collapse blog. He then says, the following are four really big names that are warning that major economic disaster is ahead. Number one, if you have a bad feeling about the U.S. economy, you are not alone. Elon Musk says that he has a super bad feeling about where the U.S. economy is heading, and so he intends to reduce the Tesla workforce by approximately 10%. Tesla CEO Elon Musk has a super bad feeling about the economy and wants to cut about 10% of jobs at the electric car maker. He said in an email to executives on Thursday, seen by Reuters. The message came 2 days after the world's richest man told employees to return to the workplace or leave the company. Number two, Mr. Snyder then shares, I never imagined that I would be writing about something that rapper Cardi B said on this website, but that is precisely what I'm about to do. At one time, she was a huge Biden supporter, but on Sunday, she publicly suggested that the U.S. economy is about to enter a recession. Rapper and Joe Biden supporter Cardi B took to Twitter on Sunday to ask when, quote, they going to announce that the United States is going into a recession. When y'all think they're going to announce that we're going into a recession, Cardi B wrote Sunday in a tweet, which has since garnered more than 120,000 likes and over 16,000 retweets. At this point, Mr. Snyder then says, actually, the U.S. economy contracted during the first quarter of 2022, and if it contracts again in the second quarter, then we are actually already in a recession right now. Number three, as Mr. Snyder continues to share his list of four really big names that are warning that major economic disaster is ahead, he states, I really admire author Robert Kiyosaki, and his advice has helped millions of people all over the globe. In the past, says Mr. Snyder, he was known for his relentless optimism, but now he is almost as pessimistic about our economy or our economic future as I am. For example, he tweeted out the following back on March 8th. Do you have a plan B? We are in the biggest bubble in world history. Bubbles in stock, real estate, commodities, and oil. Future? possible depression with hyperinflation. My plan B, be an entrepreneur, stay out of the stock market, create own assets, use debt as cash, save GSBC guns. Then he followed that up with this gem on March 13th, says Mr. Snyder. Brandon and Fed want inflation to pay off trillions in debt. Best investment may be stocking products you will always use, such as toilet paper, trash bags, canned goods, frozen foods, gold, silver, Bitcoin. I don't trust Brandon or Fed. They are Marxists in the Fed and Brandon. And then on April 15th, Mr. Snyder says he, in regards to Robert Kiyosaki, boldly declared that a hyperinflation depression has arrived when he tweeted, "Wile E. Coyote moment coming. Biggest bubble bust coming. Baby boomers' retirements to be stolen. $10 trillion in fake money spending ending. Government, Wall Street, and Fed are thieves. Hyperinflation, depression here. Buy gold, silver, Bitcoin before the coyote wakes up. Take care." Mr. Snyder follows Mr. Kiyosaki's comments up with by stating, of course, he is dead on accurate about where the economy is heading, then goes on to say, I don't share his optimism about Bitcoin, but otherwise I think that the things that he has shared are very wise. Number four, Mr. Snyder says, the crisis that we are now dealing with did not arrive overnight. For years, many of us have been relentlessly warning about debt levels, the destruction of our currency, and the foolish decisions of our leaders that our leaders were making. Now we are facing the largest debt bubble in all of human history. And there is no easy way out, he says. On Monday, some thoughts that Kim.com shared on Twitter went viral all over the internet. Let's do the math. U.S. total debt, $90 trillion. U.S. unfunded liabilities, $169 trillion. Total, $259 trillion. Minus all U.S., all U.S. assets, $193 trillion. Balance, $66 trillion. That's $66 trillion of debt and liabilities after every asset in the U.S. has been sold off. Mr. Snyder then says, I might quibble with the precise numbers that he used a little bit, but overall, Kim.com is right on target. And I really like how he summarized the nightmare that is in front of us all. So even if the U.S. could sell all assets at the current value, which is impossible, it would still be broke. The U.S. is beyond bankrupt. This patient is already dead. This patient is now a zombie. You probably wonder why things are still going. Why didn't everything collapse yet? It's all perception, denial, and dependency. With that said, Mr. Snyder moves to bring his piece to an end by pointing out that our leaders have tried to keep the party going for as long as they possibly could. And for a while, that actually worked, he said. But now, a day of reckoning has arrived. A horrifying economic meltdown has begun. He says, we aren't talking about a recession that will be here for a while, followed by a return to the way that things used to be. No, says Mr. Snyder. What we are heading for is the sort of immense economic nightmare that I have been warning about for years. Many Americans will be greatly surprised at how rapidly things totally fall apart. But the real surprise has been that it has taken us so long to get to this point. He ends this piece by stating, "You can't defy the laws of economics forever. And we are about to see the greatest debt pyramid that the planet has ever seen come crashing down all around us." And my friends, on that simply smashing note, I will be right back after the break so that we may continue our trek into Pride Goeth Before Destruction.
Guns and war, and all of us got trampled on the floor. I wish we'd all been ready. The children died, the days grew cold. A piece of bread could buy a bag of gold. Change your mind. The sun has come and you've been left behind. A man and wife asleep in bed. She hears a noise and turns her head. He's gone. I wish we'd all been ready. Two men walking up a hill, one disappears and one's left standing still. I wish we'd all been ready. There's no time to change your mind. The sun has come and you've been left behind.
Oh yeah. Father spoke, the demons dying. How could you have been so blind?
There's no time to change your mind. The sun has come and you've been left behind. No, and there's no time to change your mind. The sun has come and you've been left behind. I hope we'll all be ready.
You've been left behind.
I hope we'll all be ready.
You've been left behind.
I hope we'll all be ready.
You've been left.
Wow, my friends, speaking of the 70s, that song was by Larry Norman back in the 70s, but what better song for this very hour in which we now find ourselves living in? It speaks everything that is taking place in this time, and my prayer is I do hope that we'll all be ready when the Lord shortly arrives for those who belong to Him. My friends, as we have traveled throughout the first half of 2022, many have begun to wake up to the fact that the world that we now find ourselves living in is growing ever so dark here at 11:59 and split seconds, just before the imminent appearing of in the eastern sky of the Lord Jesus Christ in what is called the rapture or the catching away of his spirit-filled and led, ready, watching, waiting, believing, and praying church or bride, if you will. My friends, there are many in this present world known as and who are called influencers. You know, people that you like to listen to on social media that will discuss things like finances and investing and the state of the world at large. You know who I'm talking about. Those who want to tell you all about how bad the economy, housing, business, and things like food and gas prices and availability are. And for the most part, always include a splash of it's time to get your spiritual house in order by putting your trust in God. Now, don't let me lose you here. I am all about getting your physical as well as your spiritual house in order by putting your trust in the one and only true and living God of heaven, whose one and only begotten Son is none other than the only Savior of the world and whose name is Jesus Christ. The reason that I brought this subject up is because these so-called influencers of today found both inside the so-called church as well as outside the church are in a lot of ways leading a majority of lost and hurting people down a dead-end path. Yes, they speak to you about things for the most part that they have read and are just giving you their opinions in most cases. But a lot of these people who have absolutely no connection to the Lord God by way of a personal relationship with his one and only begotten Son, who there again is Jesus Christ. And did I mention that he is the same who is the one and only Savior of the world? They give you all of the statistics of what is going wrong in the world. They'll tell you what they are doing to prepare for what they believe is coming. There again, don't get me wrong. I am all about doing prudent prepping in light of the times, both physically and spiritually, my friends. It is quite interesting to listen to those who speak concerning the secular problems of the day and what they are doing versus what you are doing, and to be as physically prepared as possible for whatever is coming. The thing that the Lord God, let me repeat that, the Lord God, the one and only true and living God of heaven, earth, and Israel, creator of all things, whose one and only begotten Son is Jesus Christ and the only Savior of the world. Well, that God, the thing that the Lord God has been speaking to me about and wants me to share with you here is that most of the voices out there today are getting ready in their own power, meaning that they are prepping by way of what they can do, not by way of what the Lord God can or has told them to do. When it comes to the part about them telling a lost world to know God and to get closer to God, that is a really nice suggestion on their part. But the question is, do most of these people even know the one and only true and living God, whose one and only begotten Son, who is Jesus Christ, who there again is the only Savior of the world? Do they know him? My friends, in this current hour, the Lord God is seeking those who will do as Jesus said to the woman at the well, found in John chapter 4, verses 21 and 22. When it is said, Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh, when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews, Jesus said. Jesus then follows up that statement with John chapter 4, verses 23 and 24, where he then says, but the hour cometh, and this is where I would really listen up, my friends, because the hour is now. But the hour cometh, and now is. Didn't I just say that? Well, Jesus said it, so that makes it really important. When the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeks such to worship him. God is a spirit, Jesus said, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. That, my friends, is where the problem comes in concerning the influencers of the world and the worldly churches of today in their instruction to the lost and hurting. To illustrate this, let us take a look at some short headlines from the worldly church world of today. First up, we have this headline dated June 7th, titled, Church in New York marked LGBT Pride Month by hosting drag queens at a worship service. In short, this piece states that a church in upstate New York marked LGBT Pride Month by hosting a pair of drag queens at a worship service. The Park Church in Elmira hosted a Worship is a Drag event Sunday, the first Sunday of the month, recognized by the LGBT activist as Pride Month. The church affiliated with the United Church of Christ described the event as a special communion worship service with guest presenters in drag, led by the church's pastor, Reverend J. Gary Brin, who says, the service was held to celebrate, get this, Pentecost, kick off the LGBTQ plus Pride Month, and come to Christ's table of love. My friends, there is a very important and serious message here. What this so-called pastor and his church and the unsaved people attending his church service have done is to lead these people into committing an abomination before the Lord God on so many levels, of which this pastor of the United Church of Christ will be held accountable for himself, not to mention the overall church system that would allow such a thing. First off, we have his so-called celebration of Pentecost to kick off the LGBTQ plus Pride Month. My friends, the day of Pentecost is one of the seven biblically appointed feast of the Lord God. And for the New Testament church, marks the day of the giving of the indwelling power, working, and anointing of God's Holy Spirit, as noted in Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 8, where it is written, the former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, will thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the season which the Father has put in his own power. But ye shall receive power, Jesus said, after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Continuing on in Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, the fulfillment of this promise is stated beginning in verse 1, where it is said, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues as of fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Moving on to the next abomination unto God performed by this pastor and his church is found in the part of the article where it is said that the church affiliated with the United Church of Christ described the event as a special communion worship service with the guest presenters in drag, led by the church's pastor, Reverend J. Gary Brin, who says the service was held to celebrate Pentecost, kick off the LGBTQ plus Pride Month, and come to Christ's table of love. My friends, the comments concerning a special communion worship service and come to Christ's table of love are in direct reference to the taking of the Lord's Supper. And this abominable act was committed by this pastor and his church. The very word of God states that when this is done unworthily, can lead to sickness, even unto death. Here, let's read it together. These words are found in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning at verse 23, where the Apostle Paul begins by stating, for I have received of the Lord that which also I deliver unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, also he took the cup where he had supped and saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, and you know what I say about the word wherefore, my friends, you need to see, and you better see in this case, what wherefore stands for. And what it stands for here is wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily, says the word of God, shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, so let him eat that bread and drink of that cup. My friends, that statement right there, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink the cup, means that before you ever do that, you are to surrender your life over to the Lord Jesus Christ so that you will not be in violation and be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, spiritually speaking, because you're living in sin and trying to partake of something that the Lord Jesus Christ instituted to be done by all believers in him until he returns again. The word goes on to say, for he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, says the word of God, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep, which means die, my friends. Now, my friends, with that said, we are off to the next short headline as seen on endtimeheadlines.com, which was written by the founder and pastor, Ricky Scapero, dated June 7th, 2022, and is titled, Abortion Activists Strips to Their Underwear During, wait for it, Joel Osteen's Church Service, of which Pastor Ricky begins by stating, three abortion activists interrupted celebrity pastor Joel Osteen's Sunday mass service at a Texas megachurch by stripping down to their underwear, according to not some Christian newspaper, but the New York Post, my friends. Osteen had just finished leading a prayer and congregants began to take their seats at Lakewood Church, when one of the women quickly stood up, pulled off her dress, and shouted, "It's my body, my effing choice." Videos shared on YouTube show a second woman got up, removed her dress, and shouted, "Overturn Roe, H-E double toothpicks, no," followed by a third who also stripped and repeated the chants. My friends, it is due to the counterfeit churches of America, such as these, who hold not the things of God in reverence and do not speak the unadulterated word of the one and only true and living God of heaven in spirit and in truth, as by way of the power, working, and anointing of God's Holy Spirit, that we have to thank for the downfall of this nation. My friends, we need church leaders and Christians both speaking the untainted, pure, untouched, and complete word of the one and only true and living God, which will always point a person to a saving personal relationship with the only Savior of the world, who is none other than his one and only begotten Son, who there again is the Lord Jesus Christ. My friends, I would like to end this show today on an uplifted note, and I do believe that this last headline will do just that. It was written by a Christian Post reporter named Ian M. Gigotti, dated June 6, 2022, and is titled, Michigan Church Uses Movie Theater Sign to Condemn LGBTQ Pride Event. LGBT groups call the sign damaging and toxic, cites religious trauma. And to that, my friends, I must say, and this is your Pastor Dana speaking, it may seem like religious trauma, but it speaks volumes concerning just what the Lord God and his word has to say concerning the abomination of homosexuality. In this piece, Ian writes, Michigan Church is stirring up strong reactions from the community after renting out a popular movie theater sign and quoting Bible verses on it ahead of a nearby LGBT pride event. The old theater in Lowell, which has a population of about 3,800 and is located approximately 15 miles east of Grand Rapids, posted the messaging on its marquee, which is regularly rented out for advertising and other uses. Pastor Josh Langdon, don't forget that name. That's a good name. Pastor Josh Langdon of Lowell's Bible Believers Church told the Christian Post that the church rented out the space to stand up to what he calls an, quote, extreme LGBT agenda that we believe is unbiblical and damaging to our culture. Continuing on, he says, it is an intense battle that we believe as a church that Christians need to stand against. He said, Langdon said that the church decided to rent out the sign when they heard the event was returning to Lowell after 2021, which was the first time the city held an LGBT pride event. Last June, Langdon says that the church went to the event with scripture, signs, and gospel tracts to stand against the movement. With this year's Lowell Pride event being held this past Saturday, the congregation rented the old theater marquee and put the words of Acts chapter 16, verse 31 on one half, of which states, and they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. And Proverbs chapter 11, verse 2, on the other half. In the King James Version, the article says, Proverbs chapter 11, verse 2 reads, when pride cometh, then cometh shame. But with the lowly is wisdom. The signage drew heavy criticism from the supporters of the Pride event. Many of them took to the old theater's Facebook and Google pages to voice their disapproval, including writing what Langdon said were intentionally smearing reviews on Google. Langdon said it wasn't the church's intention to cause controversy for the theater. I guess I knew that there would be people in the Pride movement that would be upset by it, anticipated that they wouldn't be happy about the verses, but I felt bad that this business is being intentionally smeared. He said, it's sad to see in our culture this quickness to cancel people that you don't see eye to eye with. And it's what it looks like is going on in this case. Nicole Lindemuth, board president of Lowell Pride, told CP, or Christian Post, in an email interview that the group's mission is to celebrate the diversity of LGBTQIA plus culture and create a community that is safe and inclusive. But after hearing about the theater signage, Lindemann said that she was disappointed but not surprised. West Michigan is pretty conservative area for a lot of us, she says. Growing up here, hate the sin and love the sinner was the least cruel statement from the people of faith, she said. For many of us, we heard over and over that we're evil, an abomination, something that needs to be destroyed. That language is damaging and toxic, and religious trauma is real for many in our community, she added. Once again, my friends, these are the words and understanding of a lost person who has not the wisdom of God, nor the indwelling power, working, and anointing of His Holy Spirit, which can only be attained by first entering into a personal relationship with His one and only begotten Son, who there again is the only Savior of the world and whose name is Jesus Christ. Then, by asking the Lord God for the indwelling power of His Holy Spirit, as outlined in Acts chapters 1 and 2, of which we read just moments ago. Later in the article, it was said that the 2022 event featured, get this, over 70 vendors, a kids activity area, and a lineup of events that included a Q&A panel where experts and community members answered questions submitted by the public. It's a great opportunity for us to learn together and grow, Linda Muth said. She claims, now listen closely, my friends, she claims Proverbs chapter 11, verse 2, the verse referenced on the marquee, has been misinterpreted to bash the LGBTQIA plus community. She states that the pride reference is the pride in thinking that we as humans could know more than God or speak for Him. And then she goes on to say that they left off the second half of the verse about how humility brings wisdom. She says, that is telling to me. Pride for the LGBTQIA plus community is about breaking free from shame, hate, and fear. It is not a lack of humility or trying to change anyone, she added. And to that, my friends, I, Pastor Dana, beg to differ, for it is all about the lack of humility, which means modesty. Look it up. And concerning biblical affairs, when it comes to wisdom, God's wisdom is all that counts. Linda Muth believes that while the old theater's owners can do business as they see fit, she's calling on the theater to remove the phrase LGBTQ welcoming from their Google page. Later on in this piece, my friends, the pastor of the church who put up the scriptures on the theater marquee, he says, the writer says of that pastor, but for Langdon, he believes the church is facing cultural headwinds in America that can no longer be ignored. While our culture wants to keep Christianity quiet, I believe it is our duty to stand, even when it is uncomfortable. And in this case, it is, he said. It'd be much easier, he said, to not put up the sign in our small community. People see it as stirring the pot and causing distress to others. That is not our goal. We love homosexuals. We want to see them, he says, come to Christ for salvation. My friends, it's not something being done in a corner. Coming to the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation is your way of escape off the face of this planet before the wrath of God falls without measure. I don't see anything wrong with trying to encourage someone to go that way. And that is exactly why the Lord Jesus came in the first place, to make it possible that we would be able to, through the power, working, and anointing of His Holy Spirit, His Father's Holy Spirit, to stand in the face of adversity to do so, because time is running out. We love homosexuals. We want to see them come to Christ for salvation. But how will they know without a preacher? And that right there, my friends, is a scripture. The Lord God says that he sent them to hear the word, and without a preacher, how would they know what the word really was? Because a preacher that's sent by God is filled with the indwelling power, working, and anointing of God's Holy Spirit. He doesn't have a church where three demonic people could get up in the middle of his service and begin to strip their clothes off. It would be the power and working and anointing of God's Holy Spirit spoken through that pastor, if he had it, that would send those people fleeing on their own accord, because the Lord's Spirit would be chasing them out. No person would have to do it. He asks, if Christians aren't willing to oppose the error of their ways in truth and love, then they won't hear it. My friends, this is very biblically true, for it is written in Romans chapter 1, verses 16 through 30. And the Apostle Paul puts it this way: while under the influence, as long as we're talking about influencers, of the power, working, and anointing of God's Holy Spirit, and says to all that claim, under the power, working, and anointing of God's Holy Spirit, and so should all who claim to be Christians, which means followers of the Lord and only Savior of the world, who is, yes, you got it, Jesus Christ. Paul begins by stating, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, and to the Jew first, and also to the Greek, which is in reference to the rest of the world, my friends. For therein is the righteousness, or right living in the Lord Jesus Christ, as I like to say, my friends, of God, says the word of God, revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all, listen up, my friends, against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. For God has shown it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things which are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. You remember some little, real pointed statement back a ways here, my friends? She knew that part of the scripture was left off. She's not ignorant. She knows what the word of God says, and so does the devil. It's just that they have reprobate minds and cannot retain it. And you know, my friends, you don't ever want to get to that point where you can't retain the things of God, because if you do come to that point, it is crossing that line with the Lord God where you will never call on him again, and you are destined and doomed and headed for, yes, you got it, the lake of fire for all eternity. And that, my friends, is no joke. It goes on to say in the word of God, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were they thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And you know, when she made that statement, she showed me what a fool she really is, because it showed me and you and anybody who's watching, she knows the word of God and what it says. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like unto corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beast and creeping things. Wherefore, listen up, my friends, here it is. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanliness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Listen up, my friends. It's in red right here because I highlighted it that way, because it is something you need to always remember. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one towards another. Men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind that I just spoke to you about a moment ago, which is the mind that cannot retain the things of God and will not ever call upon Him. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Being filled with all unrighteousness, or ungodly living away from Jesus Christ, my friends, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable and unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, listen up, my friends, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. My friends, today is the day of salvation. Seek ye the Lord God while He may be found, by way of a saving personal relationship with His one and only begotten Son, who is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ, the one and only Savior of all mankind, who are, my friends, He is the one and only Savior of all mankind, who are every saved person that is saved from the wrath of His Father God, which is to shortly come. My friends, read Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13, which gives you the plan of God's salvation. And read Revelation chapter 3, verses 20 through 22, where the Lord Jesus Christ gives you a personal invitation to join Him in eternal life. With that said, my friends, today I pray that each and every one of you will come to the saving grace and knowledge and personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ before it's too late, for our time is running out. And soon, the Lord Jesus Christ will break the eastern sky. And if you're left behind, you will. And knowing that you should not have been left behind, but chose to be left behind, your next stop will be the lake of fire. Lord God, I humbly come before Your throne today. I thank You for all that You've done, all that You're doing, and all that You've yet to do. I pray that each and every person within the hearing of my voice at any time this is heard, the words will be sprinkled with the power, working, and anointing of Your Holy Spirit to draw them unto You, Lord God, for You do not want any to perish, but You did give us a free will to choose. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray, amen and amen. And with that said, my friends, it's a wrap. May the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make His face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Shalom and blessings until we meet again.
I believe that we are living in the days John wrote about. The end times are upon us, and of that there is no doubt. Get your mind out of the world. Take your Bible off the shelf. Read the book of Revelations for yourself.
Join Streams in the Desert Live each Wednesday at 4 p.m. on Star Worldwide Networks, where your host, Pastor Dana, will examine the headlines of our daily news in light of Bible prophecy. Streams in the Desert Live thanks you for listening, for your phone calls, emails, and as always, your generous love offerings in support of this internet radio broadcast. You may also visit or email Streams in the Desert Ministries, home of Streams in the Desert Live, by way of the website or Facebook page, which can be easily found on the StarWorldWideNetworks.com Streams in the Desert landing page. Until next week, Streams in the Desert Live bids you all much love in Jesus, and that the peace of the Lord Jesus be unto you all, now and always. And remember, if you're not serving Jesus now, what makes you think you'll be doing it later in heaven?